You're listening to a podcast on the Black Fur Network.
Episode 43, Brandon Swanson. In May 2008, Brandon Swanson left a friend's party in Canby, Minnesota, to make the 30-minute journey home to Marshall, where he lived with his parents. Brandon calls his parents just before 2 a.m., saying his car was stuck in a ditch and needed help to get it out. Staying on the phone with his parents while they made their way to him, Brandon decides to head towards the lights in the distance, what he thought was the town of Lind. The phone call abruptly ends after 45 minutes and Brandon's parents are unable to establish further contact. And now we'll discuss crimes like these. Hello and welcome to Crimes Like These with me, SJ.
Me, Paul.
And me, Sam.
Good evening, hosts.
Hello.
What up?
What up?
I'm going to try a different one every episode.
Please do.
Please do, yeah. I'm excited for that. Big news in the podcast. We've reached 10,000 downloads or listens, whatever you want to call them, is incredible. 10,000 10,000 downloads and only 42 episodes. I think that's pretty good.
Bad, is it?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Thank you, listeners.
Yeah,
thank you so much. Much appreciated. Interesting. What have we all been up to? Oh, Paul, that was a real like disheartening side. Jesus.
I've had a week.
You've had a week and it's only Wednesday.
Yeah. It's just work. Like my boss's son's getting married.
Right.
And they're Indians. So I don't know if you know anything about Indian marriages.
Yes.
They're insane.
Yeah, right? Yeah. They have like 800 guests and it goes on for like 5 days.
It's insane. Yeah. Yeah. I've just been ferrying van loads of booze to three different locations.
Wow.
Yeah. And then tomorrow I might be in your neck of the woods.
Really?
Yeah. Because I might have to take the van up to Birmingham because that's where the actual wedding is.
Okay. Oh, really? Whereabouts?
I've no idea. You know? It's not going to be the address yet.
Okay.
Which is a bit of a shitter because if I'm going, I've got to leave at like 7.
I was
going
to say, it's a good jaunt for you, isn't it? It's about 3 hours, something like that?
Three hours.
Wow.
Probably longer in a van full of beer.
Nice. Let us know where it is.
Yeah, we'll do. Well, I might have to do it anyway, so hopefully I won't. Because I don't want to.
How about you?
Not really very much, to be fair. Just the usual life stuff. Nothing exciting. Not really been watching anything overly exciting. Have I? No. Started Barry. I've started a lot of things. I've started Barry.
Is that because you're now obsessed with Bill Hader?
Yeah, I disclosed to her. Look how red I've gone. Why have I gone red? That's embarrassing.
Oh my God, that is quite red.
I know. I disclosed to Sarah that, like, because Sarah has many weird crushes and I don't really.
I don't think they're weird. I don't think they're weird.
But they are. And, but I was like, why is it the more I'm watching Bill Hader, I've got a bit of a crush on Bill Hader.
Yeah, he's a handsome man.
Do you think?
Very, very tall, very funny.
Yeah,
very good actor.
He's very much not my usual type, but yeah. So, but that's not why I've been watching Barry. I haven't really fully got into it yet.
I think it took me the first season to really sort of.
Yeah.
When it starts getting crazy.
Yeah.
The blonde woman really pisses me off, and I think she's annoying me too much. Sort of like, oh, you're really bugging me.
Yeah, she is very annoying.
Whatever her name is.
I can't remember what her name is.
Yes.
Noho Hank is just incredible. He's hilarious just throughout, without intentionally being hilarious. Yeah. Like, he's just brilliant. He's just brilliant. And Stephen Root is really good as well.
Yeah. Stephen Root. And Henry Winkler
as well, yeah. Yeah, they're all really good.
Henry Winkler was the Fonz. You know who the Fonz is?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So he's the
school teacher. More importantly, was Principal Hembree from Scream.
Oh, Principal Hembree from Scream, yes.
the more important.
It is the most important role he has ever played, let's be honest. what have I been doing? Stuff in the garden, planting herbs. That's about as exciting as it's
laws against that, SJ.
Not those kinds of herbs. Just normal herbs that you normal can herbs. Eat.
I've been growing baby cucumbers.
Have you?
I've been growing baby cucumbers, chilies, and normal like bell peppers, but it's only the baby cucumbers that are like fruiting at the moment.
Oh, nice.
I know. First thing I did when Nick came home today, I was like, go look at my cucumber. And he was like, yeah, I can see. And I was like, to be fair, I can't even take credit because it's his dad's work. And then I've just inherited the cucumber.
Oh, right. Okay.
But the other two is my work.
If they're still alive, you can take credit.
Yeah,
they're all still alive. And bearing in mind the frigging storms we've had and stuff, I'm damn proud they're still alive.
Oh, we haven't had any.
Oh, you haven't had any storms? No. They've been terrible here. Really bad.
For weeks now. Yeah. For weeks. Yeah. It'd be like really hot and humid for a few days. And then all of a sudden, like today, it's just like the heavens have opened and torrential rain.
Yeah, and really loud. And nice if you like a storm.
I do
like
not
a storm.
Not for weeks, though.
No, it's.
It's not been constant. It's just been like every few days that it's been hot and humid. It's just, been a little bit stormy. Cool. Let's crack on. Dive right in with Paul's choice of Brandon Swanson. Is that right?
Brandon Swanson, yes.
Brandon Swanson. Let's go.
Son of Ron.
Ron.
So, Brandon was born in 1989, went to school, normal childhood, nothing to report, very regular guy. Graduated in 2007, went on to college.
Standard.
Yeah, standard.
He went to study wind turbines, I read.
Yeah.
Really, I didn't realise there was anything. Yeah, no. So niche.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Very strange. So when classes ended on May 13th, 2018, Brandon went out for
2008, not 2018.
Sorry, 2008. It's my writing. I can't bloody read it. Brandon went out with a few friends, went to a couple of parties, you know, as teenagers do, a couple of bars, a few drinks. But between sort of 10:30 and 11 p.m., he went with another friend to like a leaving party for a guy that was going back home for the holidays, so they weren't going to see him. Had a few drinks there. All his friends, though, said he wasn't intoxicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one shot of whiskey, I think, was the prevailing comment, wasn't it?
Yeah. So around midnight, Brandon left to go home. He's tired, I assume. Instead of going his usual route down Highway 68, he went a different way. Like he went the back roads because obviously he'd had a few drinks, probably wanted to avoid the police.
Yeah.
Got a little bit lost, didn't know where he was. Then managed to drive off the road into a ditch.
Yeah. Did you see the photos of the car?
Yeah.
It's literally like up on its two wheels, isn't it? Like,
so he couldn't get out. So he's
wedged in.
Wedged, yeah. There's no chance he was driving that out of there.
No, absolutely.
So maybe
not.
He was a little bit more intoxicated than his friends.
Well, I'm wondering if he's going down back roads, then there's going to be no lights.
True.
And no crash barriers, nothing like that. You know, he could have just, you know, one slip of the wheel, unless there was something in the road, maybe an animal that he swerved.
Yeah,
an
animal
to
could have run out. So
He
never mentioned that. Like,
He never mentioned that. No.
I did read.
We've all driven down country roads, right? Not driven off the road at night.
Oh, the roads are like that all round by me.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did read that some people speculated he might have been not drunk, but might have been high.
Yeah, he might have taken something.
Yeah.
So there's that as well. Could have been down to it.
So
dramatic page turn. I love it.
So around 1 a.m., Brandon called a few friends sort of come out and help him, but nobody answered his phone calls. So he decided in the end at around 1:54 a.m. to call his parents for help. And called his dad, Brian, who picked up the phone. Explained his situation, and of course his dad was like, sure, we'll come and pick you up. So him and his mum, Annette, jumped in the car went off to find him, all while on the phone to Brandon, like kept in contact.
Yeah.
They did drop cell phone signal a few times, so the call was dropping in and out, but they were always able to get back in contact with him or vice versa. Mm-hmm. So they were always in contact. They were driving around about 45 minutes, still couldn't find him. He was on the phone again, like, what, you can't find me? Anyway, he decided to walk up the road. Stupid idea.
Yeah.
Went off walking up the road. He's walking what for ages and ages. He sees a few lights. He's heading to a town. He thinks it's the town of Lind.
Yeah. Which is confusing.
Because it is a little bit confusing.
He went to a party in Canby, which is northwest of the town of Marshall, where he lives with his parents. 35
miles.
Yeah, it's about 35 miles, so it's about a 45-minute drive. But it's a straight shot down that I-60.
Yeah, that's a really quick drive.
Really quick drive, yeah. Whereas Lind is southwest of Marshall. Mm-hmm. And it's only like, it's like 11 minute drive to Lind from Marshall, which is even more confusing. I mean, I think this is where most of the confusion starts, isn't it? Because he thinks he's by Lind when in fact he's not. He's on I-68, isn't he?
He is.
Which is just weird. Just weird.
It is weird. So his parents are flashing their headlights and he's on the phone. Like, they think they're near him. They've been driving a long time, heading in the direction he said he was in. Mm-hmm. But no sign of him. He can't see them. Then all of a sudden, Brandon says, "Oh, shit." And the phone goes dead. His dad calls him back and it does connect, but there's no response at all from Brandon.
Yeah, it just rings out, doesn't it?
It just rings out, yeah. So they continue to try and call him back. No sign, no anything. They can't find him. So they call a few of his friends who come out and they're all looking until 6 a.m. Still no sign of Brandon, no sign of his car, nothing at all. In the morning, they report him missing to the police, who initially were zero help. And said,
they were awful, weren't they?
They said he's an adult. He's perfectly entitled to go missing. Mm. You know, he's probably just off with a girl, like, he's a teenager.
They totally dismissed them, didn't they? Yeah.
Which his parents weren't buying, so obviously they know him.
Mm-hmm.
Or assume they know him. They may not. Mm-hmm. He may have taken drugs. I'm not judging him, but
he's a teenager at the end of the day.
He's a teenager, sure.
Yeah. And even the cleverest of kids will, you know, deviate from that sort of goody two shoes persona.
Yeah.
School's out and
test boundaries, aren't there?
Yeah,
and also, exactly. Like, even if he wasn't like super straight laced, they were on the phone to him for however long, and then
it was 47 minutes the whole call.
Yeah. He'd asked them to meet him in a car park of a local bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which they got to, and he was not there.
Yeah,
that's it. And like, for them, the police sort of be like, he's entitled to go missing. It's like, yeah, but we were on the phone to him for like 45 minutes and then he says, oh shit, and then we can't get hold of him again. Mm-hmm. That's to raise suspicion, surely.
You think if that didn't get the police interested, what the hell would?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You do hear this a lot with like missing persons, and like some states and places will be like really hot on it, and then others just, it depends upon the...
Yeah, it just, I think it just differs, I guess, doesn't it? Definitely. And like where, you know, the state that this happened in, which is Minnesota, you know, just looking at it on Google Maps and where the town of Marshall is, where he lived, it's nothing but fields. It's just green.
Yeah, it's
fields.
Really remote. And
very remote. Like even like Canby and the towns in between Marshall and Canby. So there's Porter, Taunton, Minota and Ghent. They are tiny, like there's barely 10 streets to these towns.
Yeah.
I say
you'd
town.
You'd be crying out for something to do then, wouldn't you?
I guess small town sheriff department.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these places are tiny.
And it's just
the one with the weird accent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like in Fargo.
Such a fascinating accent. Like it's just it sounds like
sounds a bit Canadian.
Yeah, it's really.
It does a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're very close to South Dakota border as well. That's how far across Minnesota it actually is. They're Canby's literally, I think it's probably 10-15 minute drive to the South Dakota border. So they're very close to the neighboring state.
Yeah, not far at all.
Mm.
So
oh, Yeah, I was just going to say, we do need to mention that he was legally blind
in one eye.
His left eye, wasn't it? And he did wear glasses, didn't he?
Yeah, and which will become quite an important point later on. Mm-hmm. So later on that afternoon, the police did finally get involved. County Sheriff Eric Whalen, he said that Brandon's phone was operational the next morning because they were calling it and it was ringing, but then going to voicemail. So it was working fine. There was nothing wrong with the phone.
Because they pulled the cell phone data, didn't they?
Yeah. So that's how they found his phone. Yeah. And then
that's how they found the car as well, isn't it?
Yeah, in the car, obviously the phone wasn't that far from the car. It was found in a ditch.
Mm-hmm.
Not the same ditch, I assume.
Yeah.
So then it turned out Brandon was actually 25 miles away from where he said he was. So that's why his parents couldn't find him, because he was miles away.
It's like nowhere near it, absolutely nowhere near
it. Literally in the wrong direction.
Which is really strange,
considering he lived in this town his whole life. But this friend he went to that house regularly.
Yeah, he knew that journey, didn't he? The back of his hand, yeah.
So it's really strange that he ended up so far out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And even being drunk, I've walked home drunk from miles and made it home.
Well, that's it, yeah. Well, he wasn't even to the point where he was completely emaciated. No. Is that the word?
No.
He was just
intoxicated.
That's emaciated. Oh, that's
he's malnourished.
Yeah. Oh my god,
yes, we knew what you meant though. It's
I was like, that's not the right word. Anyway, by the boy, he wasn't that drunk to the extent where you're completely where am I? He was still functioning, driving a car,
and his parents confirmed that, didn't they? Because they were on the phone to him for 45 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he had the wherewithal to call his parents. He had, he was compass mentis enough to look for help. He wasn't.
Yeah.
So how did he end up so far away? It's so confusing to me.
This is the bit that I find so strange, because he was so adamant. I think he was in that area.
Exactly. And I think if he's taken back roads home to avoid that I-68 and potential being pulled over by the cops, especially at that time of night, I think he's probably a target. Young lad on his own.
Yeah.
They're going to immediately assume that has he come from a party? He could have been drinking, stuff like that. I'm wondering if he did, when he took the back roads, because there'd be no lights, they're practically dirt roads. I think he's just got turned around and he's ended up on that I-68. I think that's probably how he ended up back on that main road. I think he's just got turned around, because they're all straight roads, aren't they?
He was just confused about which road he was on.
Yeah.
And at that time of night, it's, it's pitch black. No street lights, nothing. No road signs. There's not going to be any road signs or anything like that. It's just going to be complete guesswork, isn't it?
Rural,
yeah, just completely rural.
And in America, rural is rural, not like here.
God, it's not like our rural, is it? No,
our rural, you're out of it in 10 minutes into another town.
Exactly, yeah. But their rural is no one's ever been there before. It's like human civilization hasn't even been there yet.
Yeah.
It's just nature. It's just fields and dirt tracks and stuff.
So the police, obviously, then they responded for real. They had searched helicopters out, volunteers looking, manpower, obviously. They had police dogs, like tracker dogs, which tracked Brandon's scent down a small trail to a river. But it also tracked him coming out of the river on the other side, and a little way down the trail, and then lost his scent. So it's like he vanished.
Strange.
It is. Most of the stuff you watch, and I'll be honest with you, most of the stuff just suggested he fell into the river and was probably swept away.
There was things in the river, though, wasn't there?
Yeah, but there was
metal grates in the river to catch anything.
Debris and stuff because
of the storm drains. Yeah,
but I mean, also the dogs tracked him coming out of the river on the other side.
Yeah, so that's true. Yeah,
maybe he walked across. Who knows? He got out anyway.
Yeah, it is weird though, because they think it was Yellow Medicine River, was it?
Medicine River. Yeah,
yeah.
I think that's the thing with this case. I was, when I was researching it, I was literally just like, my brain didn't really know what to do with it because it was like, this is just so weird, because I couldn't even really grasp onto any sort of explanation for it. It literally is like
plenty of theories.
Loads of theories. For the most part, you're sort of like, yeah, but this and yeah, but that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and there's an explanation why that theory probably doesn't add up. Yeah. It is like he just disappeared.
Yeah. So where they picked up his scent was also 3 miles away from his car. So he'd walked a fair distance.
Mm-hmm. That's a fair way.
Yeah, it is, especially at night.
He kept complaining on the call to his parents about all the fences that he had to climb over. Yeah. And he could hear running water.
That's right, which must have been the river.
It must have been the river.
Because this was shortly before the phone line cut.
Yeah. 3 miles is a hell of a distance, though, in 45 minutes.
Yeah, but why was he climbing over fences? He was looking for his parents in a car.
Because he said he was going to take a shortcut to the lights, because he could see the lights.
Oh, the town. He thought it was a town.
He thought it was a town, didn't he? But, I mean, yeah, why would you do that at that time in the morning?
But it was also only 39 degrees that night.
It's Fahrenheit, So
it was cold. That's like 3 degrees centigrade.
Exactly. And if he'd been in the river...
Hypothermia,
absolutely. Yeah. But where's his body? If it was an accident, that's the problem with that theory, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because the sheriff said that they'd had people like die from exposure. Like it's a forest. Like it's a
So
they were familiar with things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they have found, and this is 15 years later, they found no remains.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing of him at all.
Not even a footprint. No.
And also, another strange thing, which was the point you brought up earlier about him being legally blind in one eye, he'd left his glasses in the car.
Yeah.
And he was walking at night. Mm.
Why would he leave his glasses in the car?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense either.
No.
It's just so weird. Like, there's so many weird theories as well. Like, obviously, the alien abduction.
Which, to be fair, being the weirdest, it probably makes no sense.
Anything to do with alien abduction, I'm there. So that was one of them, and the like kidnapping was the other one. But if he was kidnapped, what would be the point if there's no ransom? Like, people kidnap for a reason.
Yeah, human trafficking.
Other ones were like maybe he'd stumbled across poachers.
Or because it was a duck reserve, wasn't it? Where he was, or where they think he was. It was a duck reserve,
But again, there's no body, there's no remains. They thoroughly searched the area with dogs and all kinds of things.
It's the dogs that, like, because the only theory I was kind of like that might make sense is like because there's so much farmland around there. That like that's where his body was, and then if they're like doing something to the field, like ploughing the field or whatever, then then he's he's unfortunately, like, for lack of a better way of putting it, but his body will just end up getting chopped up.
Yeah, true.
But the dogs haven't picked anything like that up.
Especially if they've tracked it to the river and across the other side. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But the farmers, none of the farmers would let them.
No,
let the police search their land, would they?
Again, that's weird.
Yeah,
and highly suspicious.
Yeah, there was a reason they said. I can't remember what it was, and I was like, kind of makes sense, but at the same time,
are they talking about some kind of amendment or
I can't think what the reason was. But you would just sort of be like, yeah, that's fine. Like, just to be a decent person, really. Because that family want their son, like, or want a
treasure.
Yeah, basically.
So they actually got a law changed.
They did. Which is pretty incredible that law wasn't like that to begin with.
Yeah.
Insane.
So basically, the law, like, they got the law changed rather, not. Or did they get a law added? Brandon's law, right?
Yeah. So they basically changed the wording. So the original law was a missing child under a certain age. There was no law for a missing adult from what I read, but Brandon's law basically changed it to missing person. So that's anybody, any age, rather than a child under a certain age. That was the law that they managed to change, which fair play. Yeah, I think that's completely right.
Yeah.
So that's, that's better for everyone, because then the police would have to respond quicker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it shouldn't have taken something like this to, like, because especially if you know somebody, like, and you know they're not prone to, like, just going missing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is, there's just so many weird things about it. Like, why did he think, also what's also interesting is the time scales. So, like we said earlier, the drive from Canby to his home in Marshall was 45 minutes. And he left Canby around midnight. Why did it take him an hour to drive 13 miles?
Yeah,
that is strange.
Why did it take him an hour to drive that long? Because he didn't start calling, he didn't put the car in the ditch until it was after 1 a.m. wasn't it?
1 a.m. yeah.
Yeah, because he calls friends first, they don't answer, and that's how he ends up calling his parents at like 10 to 2 in the morning or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But why did it take him an hour to drive 13 miles?
Yeah.
But I and assume it, nothing weird happened, no, there was no deviation in that time, because they pulled his cell phone down. So obviously your phone's pinging to cell sites all the time. Mm-hmm. So they'd know if he went round in a giant circle or a zigzag or whatever, took a detour, went to someone's house, went and got drugs, I don't know, whatever. Mm-hmm. He's obviously gone straight to Taunton, even though he thinks.
Yeah, because the last place his cell phone pinged was Porter, which was the town previous. It's the one after Canby.
Yeah.
And then the next one is Taunton.
Yeah. So he hasn't really taken a detour.
No, he has just taken him. I don't think he did take that detour.
Yeah, this is the thing. This is what's so strange. Everything, there's just an answer for it all. Also, that river, because they've continued to search, haven't they, since since the police took...
They've also never turned off their porch light.
That was really sad, to hear that, yeah. Because they turned the porch light on, hoping that he would come home at some point and see the light on. And it's just something that they just do every night now, don't they?
Yeah. She's, you know,
it's heartbreaking. It
shows what kind of people they are. But that river dried up, didn't it?
Oh, did it?
Yeah, the river dried up. So when, like, they were able to search it further.
Yeah.
And
still nothing.
There's nothing.
What about animals? What about if animals had found his body?
All signs point to him being intoxicated. Yeah. But then I get hung up on the fact that he called his parents. Like, he was talking to them. So
everything is contradictory, isn't it? Like, every fact about the case is contradicts another aspect of it.
Yeah. And also the oh shit and the phone. Yeah.
So he was familiar with the area.
Yeah.
He wasn't too intoxicated to function.
Mm-hmm.
He was a healthy, able-bodied lad.
Mm-hmm.
Yet somehow he managed to drive 25 miles away from where he thought he was, put his car in a ditch.
Yeah.
Then he climbed over fences into fields. It's so odd.
It's really odd. But it's the oh shit thing. Like,
there's some
What did he say?
Well, I feel like if that does fit in, because if he fell in the river, maybe he lost his footing. It was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's also possibly
why. But then he got out the other
side,
didn't he?
Yeah, but then he got out the other side. And his phone wasn't found there either. His phone was found in a ditch away from there.
That's exactly.
So somehow he was parted from his phone, even though weirdly he said, oh, shit, when he was on the phone to his dad. How did he get separated from the phone?
Exactly.
I've got more questions now than when I started this research for this case.
The more you think about it, that's the thing. The more you think about it, and the what could be the answer to it, the more you kind of psych yourself out and go, well, no, there's this and what about this? And you come up with more questions and more theories. I genuinely, I am not an alien person, but it's the only one where I'm kind of like, do you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, it was aliens. It was aliens. Because all the others, everything else that's completely logical, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up.
Because every time you think, oh, yeah, that's what probably happened, you think of something else that happened. You think, like now I've just realised that the phone wasn't near the river. Like,
That's why I think, like, I think people had something to do with it and then they've potentially gone and found, like, the car is there, isn't it? End of the day. So they've, like, just threw it nearer the car just to cover their tracks.
Yeah. But then wouldn't they have fingerprinted it? No, maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe not.
No, I guess.
And if not, why not?
Probably waste of resources.
Okay. And also the that area is known for having terrible, like, their weather is bizarre, isn't it? Like, it's hyper bizarre. So if it happens to have rained or something, then our fingerprint's going to stay on a phone that's been out in a muddy ditch that's been rained on. There's probably not going to be. I'm surprised they could get anything from it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the other thing. It was perfectly operational. There was nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, there was nothing wrong with it. It just needed towing out the ditch.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's fine.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were on about the car.
They were phones from a better era.
That's true.
You could throw those phones up a wall and they would survive.
Yeah.
They were, you know. But
I've had my phone for 4 years and it's not too bad. But
I've got an iPhone. It's rubbish.
Yeah, I've got an iPhone. Yeah.
And I hope you're listening, Apple. I mean it. Sort your battery shit out.
Yeah, the batteries are shit. Yeah. Especially in the later ones.
Such a massive platform now. We can use that to leverage companies like Amazon.
Amazing.
Yeah. We'll get a sponsorship from Samsung now. Just like, fuck Apple.
Fuck you, Apple. Fuck you.
We're open, Samsung, if you're listening.
Amazing.
But yeah, no, this car, it is so strange. I just don't. I can only cling on to the maybe farmer or that kind of.
Especially
because they always won't let him search the land.
And it's a shame that now we're just sitting there speculating about weird shit that may or may not have happened. But there's really not much to this case other than what we've just said.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's just how can somebody just disappear like that?
So interestingly, as we discussed earlier, listeners, you may be or may not be aware, there's a very similar case to this. A guy, but weirdly same name, Brandon Lawson. I've just thought, did that happen anywhere near there?
Let's have a look, shall we?
Sorry, I've just found out why the farmers won't let it search their land. Because it will disrupt their crops and harvest season, so basically they'll be out of pocket. So they're like, no,
fair.
So money's more important than missing person.
It was Texas.
Oh,
and Texas is fucking massive.
Yeah,
it's the biggest state, isn't it? Texas.
I feel like everything happens in Texas.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd like you calling them a state.
It is a state, isn't it? Texas.
Not according to them. They're a separate country.
Oh, they're more into themselves, though, aren't they?
Like Liverpool here.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, Liverpool don't consider themselves part of the British Britain.
No way.
Yeah, no, they don't. Liverpudlians consider themselves a thing to themselves.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. It was San Angelo, Texas.
Okay.
I don't know where about that is. I know where San Antonio is. I'm assuming it's small because I can't see it. It's not popping out anywhere. Don't know. I can search for it. Tell us about the Brandon Lawson case then. Was that the same thing?
It's very similar, yeah. So Brandon Lawson, this is just off the top of my head, by the way.
Okay.
So just from memory. Brandon Lawson had an argument with his girlfriend and left the house, got in his truck and started driving to his father's house? His brother's? Okay. No, his father's house. On the way, he called his father, telling him he was coming. And then something happened while he was on the phone. Again, a phone call. I can't remember what he said, but there's also a 911 call from him a bit later on where he says something about they're chasing me or he's chasing me.
Sorry, I'm just reading it now. It says they're chasing me out of town. Later clarified it was the Mexicans in the neighbourhood that were chasing him.
Right. So he was also never found. But his truck was found and there was absolutely nothing wrong with it. It was parked up.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, and he said this. When they were looking for him in the car, he said, I can see you, I'm right here. That's which, again, is very similar to the Swanson case because he was saying, like, can't, like, he was also flashing his car lights at one point and he was like, can't you see my car lights? So, and he was getting quite aggy with his parents at one point.
Well, you would.
I don't know. I wouldn't be if I called my parents at that time in the morning and asked them to come and get me. I'd be like, a lot nicer.
And I'd just call an Uber. Like, location data.
No
location
Uber data. Out there.
No, yeah, no.
No fucking Uber out there.
That's the thing, like, with the time it was as well. There's so many sort of benefits to what we have now, like Ubers, like pinging your location.
Yeah.
And all these things that we have the luxury of doing now, it wasn't obviously like that back then. It was, you know, his poor parents were just like, okay, and get in the car and just searching for him. And they're both just sitting there flashing their car lights, hoping the other one sees it. We have a lot of precautions now, don't we? Yeah. Additional things to help us now.
I mean, this is why I keep the location data on my phone all the time.
Yeah.
Which has helped me out massively. Like when someone in a town like 120 miles away from me tried claiming my insurance, I'd had an accident with them.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying that.
I could prove that I was nowhere near there. I was like 150 miles away from my hometown.
Very good. Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah. Just going back to Brian Lawson. There was an update in February 2022.
Ah.
Some clothing had been found that belonged to him, and remains were found.
Oh, they did find him. Okay,
but it's not confirmed. It hasn't been confirmed whether it's him or not.
Oh.
But they think it is. But that was February 2022.
So I guess there's no information about what happened.
No.
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 It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Did you see the updated photos of Brandon Swanson as well?
Yeah, I did.
They've invested a lot of like time and money into it since, I suppose they just think, we fucked up, maybe. Yeah.
That and the parents just keep on it.
Yeah.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, absolutely. Rightly so, yeah. Absolutely.
No, it's just a mystery. And some of the theories as well. There's
another case like that, though, isn't that? A British case, a kid. He was a goth kid.
Oh yeah, he went off on a train
to London.
Because I can see the picture of him wearing a Slipknot t-shirt.
Yeah, he's got a Slipknot t-shirt on. Yeah, but he was.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
He was 15 or something, 15, 16. Right. Yeah, I came across that in my research, which I thought was a really odd one as well. Because he purposely bought a one-way ticket because the lady at the kiosk said, you know, do you not want to buy a return? It's only an extra like quid or something. And he was like, no, one way.
Yeah. But he also didn't withdraw all the money from his account. He only withdrew like a small bit. So it didn't look like he intended to go for a period.
Yeah.
Another one.
Andrew Gosden.
That's right.
That rings a bell. Yeah, yeah. That could be it.
Doncaster.
Doncaster, yeah, that sounds right. He just got on a train to London, never seen again.
Yep.
Just never seen him.
Oh, he was only 14?
Yeah, yeah, I knew he was young, yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's insane.
But that was like a free will thing, like you know, he must have been going to meet somebody.
Yeah, well, that's the biggest
like
theory, that.
That
he was groomed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sold into sex slavery, basically. Yeah. I mean, that's the police theory. That's what they think.
Yeah,
that's a thing, isn't it? I suppose that's a lot. That's probably a big portion of missing people, because like once they're trafficked and taken, and
Like, you never
that's find it him. Then, isn't it? Everything
you
gets
never you'll never find yeah. him.
That is terrifying, that.
It is. It really is.
That somebody could just take you and never they would, like your family would never find you.
Yep. Yeah. You know Ant Middleton?
Ant Middleton.
Yes.
XSAS on
Jesuits.
He after he left the SAS, he worked for a while in a task force that found and rescued trafficked women.
Ah, wow. Did he say anything about it? How was that?
Huh? I bet he saw some things. Did he elaborate on like anything?
Yeah, in his book he does, yeah.
Oh, has he got a book?
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah, he's got a few, right, hasn't he?
Yeah. I mean the biography though, because the others are all like self-help books.
No, that's true, actually. No, it's a good thing to point out because that's what I was referring to. My brother-in-law reads them, the self-help ones. I haven't read anything by
them. No, I wouldn't read self-help books.
No, I actually bought some books the other day all about murder. One was fiction. One was non-fiction. Two were fiction, to be fair. Yeah, I bought The Stranger Beside Me, the woman who worked with Ted Bundy in the the suicide hotline.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
And Anne Rule, I think her name is Anne Rule.
That rings a bell, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was the case of Brandon Swanson.
Interesting. I bet there's hundreds of cases just like that, though.
Oh, yeah, all the weird missing people ones.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though, isn't it? Like, some of them get really publicised. And then other ones just disappear, don't they, as well, which is kind of tragic.
So there's that weird one about the kid that ran out of an airport and was never seen again in, like, I think it's like Spain or somewhere.
What?
Yeah, he'd gone on holiday. I tell you, they get a lot of references here to check out. Sorry. Yeah. I can't remember his name. He'd gone on holiday with a group of friends. He'd been attacked while he was out there by a group of locals.
Oh, God.
And he got a concussion, like quite a bad head injury. He went to hospital,
got
it sorted, and then couldn't fly home with his friends because he had a head injury, so he had to wait.
Oh, my God.
And there's surveillance video of him in the airport, and he runs out of the airport like he's running away from someone, and the surveillance camera captures him running down the road and climbing a fence.
Oh, my God.
He has never been seen since.
Oh, wow. I was just trying to find his name by putting a load of different references into Google, and something even more terrifying has come up. Baby dies after getting trapped in a baggage carousel.
Oh, my God. Oof. Jesus.
At Spanish airport due to parental neglect.
Oh, my God.
I don't even think neglect is the correct word there.
No, I don't think it is either, but
that's ridiculous. Wow. I was just trying to find that guy's name, but I can't find it. Oh, no, No, that's a man. Oh, there's another man that's gone missing from an airport.
Oh, my God.
It's a worm home, isn't it, now?
What's his name?
Lars Mittank.
Oh, no,
MITANK.
I am on the right thing, then.
Wow.
Yeah, I love the ones with video surveillance because it makes it stranger. I say love it. That's probably
It's just eerie, isn't it? Because that's the last time that anybody saw them.
Yeah.
Oh, I never really look into where have I gone? Oh, my God. My whole screen is just frozen. I never really look into missing persons things, to be fair. So, like, this for me is, like, that's why I'm like, what, really? Oh, my God, there's another one.
They're so interesting.
Yeah, because just going back to Brandon Swanson very briefly, he was on the FBI list, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was on the FBI list, for VICAP. There was a debate about whether he should have been on there, whether he met the criteria or something, but he was on there. I think he's still on there, apparently.
What's the criteria?
I don't know. I found a Reddit thread, so, you know. Take it with a pinch of salt,
a nightmare.
Yeah. It's just, you know.
Comments generally. Anything that lets you comment is a nightmare.
I mean, the thread was quite long. Yeah. I just
unfortunately,
skimmed
people
it.
Do comment. And it's
horrendous. I just skimmed it, to be fair. Interesting. Next episode will be episode 44. And we're back to me. So
it's gonna be horrible, isn't it?
It is. Someone's no, it eating isn't. Someone.
It isn't actually. It isn't. So no. So this case actually came up on I don't know how or why or what I've been watching on TikTok, but it came up on my TikTok For You page.
Okay.
And it was split up into something like, I don't know, 6 or 7 parts. And I watched the first part and I was like, holy shit, I need to watch every single part of this because this is insane. It's very old, but it's really interesting.
Okay.
And it's technically a survivor case, but there are deaths involved as well.
Okay.
So we're going to do what is famously known as the Sea Orphan.
And her name.
Oh, yes, I know this.
Yes. Okay, so I hadn't even heard of it, never come across it before, and it just ended up on my TikTok View page, and I got very engrossed. It's from 1961, I think it is.
Yeah.
The little girl's name, she was 11 years old, and her name was Terry Jo Duperrell. And she was known as the Sea Orphan. She's basically picked up by a Greek freighter ship in the middle of the it's like Bahamas, isn't it, or somewhere like that. It's like off the coast of America. And she's got sunstroke. She is severely dehydrated. She's on this cork raft that is literally falling to bits. The only way she could sit on it was she basically couldn't lie down on it. She had to sit on it with her feet in the water.
There's a really famous picture.
Is incredible. The picture is incredible. Basically someone on the ship spotted her through the binoculars about a mile away, and because her raft was white, like, it was a miracle that they found her, because obviously the sea caps, like where the waves crash,
sea foam.
All the sea foam is white as well.
So they
find her and they rescue her, but she basically goes into shock when she's rescued, and she ends up in a coma. And basically it turns out a few days beforehand a guy was also rescued in a dinghy with a dead child on board, saying that his ship had gone on, had hit a squall and sank.
Wow.
And I'm going to leave it there. I'm not going to tell you anymore.
I do. I love this case. It's really fascinating.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really
absolutely incredible. Yeah. Incredibly fascinating case.
I've not heard of this one.
No, I hadn't until 2 days ago. And I was like, right, that's it. That's what I'm doing. Especially, it's all about the sea. And we've been talking about the sea and the ocean a lot, about how you two hate it. And I love it.
I also love it. No, I love it. I just don't want to go in it.
Yeah, that's it. It's massively fascinating. But
I'm very interested in the things that are in it.
Did you see they found some of the wreckage of the Ocean Gate sub?
Yeah.
It was just a heap of metal, weren't it?
Yeah, imploded.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it imploded, yeah.
Ran by a game controller.
Let's not talk about the Logitech controller. Jesus.
It's just horrendous.
Yeah.
I will say I don't like all the memes that are going around.
No, it's not great. Did you see James Cameron talking about it?
Yeah, James Cameron said he knew they were dead on Sunday night.
Yeah,
you
know,
didn't he only sends his subs down to the Titanic twice. Then scraps them. Because he said the pressure's too much.
It's too much.
The structural integrity is gone after that amount of time. And this was mission 5 for that prototype submarine.
Wow.
Yeah, because it was unregulated, wasn't it? Yeah. It wasn't it wasn't signed off or waiver.
Because I was like, if I'm spending that much money, I would want this and this. But then I have seen, and it's fair enough, people saying that amount of money to a billionaire is nothing.
It's nothing.
That's just a day out for them. So that than that. And I'm like, that's fair enough. Like, that amount of money to me is like, I would want to make sure that that is safe as hell. And, you know, I'm getting the experience that I want to get, not, you know, not the not being imploded. But
I say,
like,
just go buy a social media network. Don't go down any
side. Just don't buy a social media network.
Have a fight with another social media in a cage. Do that.
In a cage. Oh, that's all off, apparently, Elon and Mark.
I don't think it was ever really on.
I don't think it was either. But it was funny to think about for 24 hours, wasn't it?
Yeah. Especially as the Dana White, the UFC, were actually going to put it on the UFC.
I know, yeah. What planet is Dana White on, though, really?
Planet making money.
Yeah, that's true. It's very true.
Hence, after he was videotaped slapping his wife, he
was
started
he?
Up a... Yeah, did you not hear about that?
Dana White?
Dana White videotaped in a club slapping his wife. Although she did slap him first, to be fair. And then a little while later, don't be too shocked, because a little while later, he has started a slap fight league. So some might say that that was a ploy, shall we say.
Just for you know, social media engagement.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I mean, if that's the kind of person he is.
Well, he's ruthless, yeah. He's famously ruthless.
Oh, he sounds like a piece of shit, though.
Yeah. Very good businessman. Done all right for himself.
Well, this has been a very short episode. Has anybody got any recommendations?
But it's
been
varied. It's packed.
It has. Yeah.
This is.
Yeah. It's been a pick a mix episode, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's not too much to this case. It's like, other than the mad speculation about what happened, it's like the facts are the facts, and there's not that much of them.
No. I would like to recommend a book. It is a horror book. It's not very long, but I highly recommend you read it. It's a dystopian cannibal horror.
Hang on.
I am urging everybody to read it, everybody, because I did not stop thinking about that book for about a week after I read it. So
it's a book, though, so it's like even more descriptive.
Yeah,
I don't do cannibals.
Okay, so it's, I mean, there was two parts where I had to stop reading and collect my thoughts.
And you're sick.
I know.
So
and
the
two, the two parts, I will warn you, involved children.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
But I urge you to read the book because it is incredible. It's incredible. It's not very long. It's less than 300 pages. And I did not stop thinking about it. It's basically, there's been a disease or something like that that has basically poisoned all the animals, so they can't eat, you can't eat animals anymore. So they legalize cannibalism they have,
that's quite the step.
That's just scratching the surface. So now they're...
they never had a Beyond Meat.
So now... there are basically farms and slaughterhouses for people.
Brilliant.
But wait for it. So they have what are called, I'm going to get this wrong, what are they called? FGPs, which are first genetic pure or something like that, which basically means they were born as a normal human. They weren't genetically modified. So basically what they're doing is to keep up with the demand, they're basically growing humans in a laboratory, giving them chemicals and hormones and stuff like that to accelerate the growth. They take out their vocal cords so they can't speak, and they're basically treated like animals.
I've seen this in something.
Honestly.
That really rings a bell.
It's horrific. But
and they can't do this with animals.
Well, no, apparently not. And there is a part of a chapter that contains animal cruelty as well.
No, I'm not reading it.
That was another bit where I was like, okay.
Can't
deal with animal cruelty.
But there's like, it basically, it's told from the sort of perspective of this guy who is a, inverted commas, meat trader. Yeah, and he has to go to like all his clients and, you know, who buy off him and stuff like that. Like, he goes to this guy who's a gamekeeper, again, inverted commas, where the game is people, and like rich people will pay to go to his game reserve to shoot these humans.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
We ain't far away from that in real life.
And the game, well, it's very like true. Yeah. The Hunt, isn't it? That's like,
yeah,
the,
I was just about to say, it's like
The Hunt. Well, this gamekeeper, he's like, he's a nasty piece of work, and he's talking about, he says something like, I need more pregnant women.
Jesus Christ.
Because they basically like to see the fear on their faces and stuff like that when they're being, I was like, I can't read any more of this. But it is a fantastic book.
I don't know if you've sold it to me. I just feel really conflicted. I can't do the child thing. I can't.
Yeah, as I say, there's a couple of things. One, very early on, that I was like, okay.
You went there.
Yeah. And I wasn't, it just comes like, they just kind of like slot it in. There's no like build up or anything. And they just kind of like slot this line in, and I was like, okay, that's happening now. kind of thing. But yeah, it's called Tender is the Flesh, but it's very good. It's by a Spanish writer. It's a Spanish writer who I've never heard of. But yeah, that's
foreign films and literature are always way sicker than.
Yeah, like, I mean, I've watched a lot of horror, as I know Paul has, and in my opinion, French horror is the best horror. It's the most gruesome that I've ever seen.
I mean, I'm gonna go American horror for me, because
really,
slashers, yeah, man, slashers,
you love a slasher, bad. Don't you? You do love a slasher.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Or anything by Jordan Peele.
Oh, I didn't really like Nope.
Do you know what? I didn't like it the first time I saw it, but the second time I saw it, I loved it.
Okay. Maybe I need to give it another chance then.
Yeah, watch it again.
Okay.
Because the first time I watched it, I was like, I didn't dislike it, but I was like, it's a bit, it's not really like the others. And like, it's a bit weird. It's not really. But then the second time I watched it, I don't know why I was in the right frame of mind, but I just loved it.
I do love the sister in it.
Yeah, I love everyone
in it. She's so good. She's
so
funny.
There's so many good characters in it.
Yeah, Steven Yeun is in it, isn't he? Yeah.
Yep.
I always forget about him. Okay. I'll give it another go. I'll give it another go just for you. Well, that'll about do it then. And on that note, listeners, always remember to delete your Google history.